Right, here we go.
Biggest hits, biggest stars. Guaranteed every night. Are you in demand?
This is In Demand Tonight with One Direction. Happy New Year, boys.
And to you.
How are the resolutions going? Have you made any resolutions?
Tried to gym it a little bit more.
Yeah?
Who's gym?
That's the mission?
Healthy eating is a big one for all of us, I think.
Is it?
To eat healthier.
Well, we've just been eating crap for the last year or so.
Yeah, we just need to eat more healthy things and more things that are vegetables.
But surely when you're, because you're on tour at the moment, if you've got catering, you can demand whatever
the
hell you want.
Can we just say, catering are on
Sarah's Kitchen. Hello.
Unbelievable.
Quick shout out there, because they are unbelievable.
What kind of stuff do they give you every day?
You name it.
Anything.
Yes.
Yeah. They did a Thai green curry, which was incredible.
Oh, wow.
Sick.
It was
unbelievable.
It was spicy.
We had a kick.
You're in the middle of the first tour. How has it gone? I understand it's a story of seasons, because I've not seen the show, but you start in the winter and you go through the spring and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Time machine.
And you've got covers in there as well.
Yes.
So who's doing what? Because I understand you're all doing different songs.
Yeah, we're all doing...
We have like a medley section. Starts off with I've Got a Feeling. I sing that. Then Niall sings
Stereo Hearts. Play guitar as well.
Amazing.
Liam and Harry sing Torn, and Louis sings Valerie.
It's quite nice though, because the song starts with like one person on their own, and then we all come together again as a group at the end. So it's like,
yeah, it's good.
You go off and sing your little bit, and then we'll all just join in.
And are there pre-show rituals?
Yeah, there is.
We've actually got one now.
Have you got a prayer huddle?
Yeah,
we do have a huddle, but then we have like a
not a prayer one.
So what is it? Let us into the world of the ritual.
This is quite ridiculous.
Go on, mate.
It makes absolutely no sense.
Each day we do a different song in the set order. So then we put 5 sweets in a line, and wherever you're standing in the lineup for that song, you eat that sweet. Really random, really strange.
Horrible.
But it's like for good luck, so don't judge us.
Who came up with this idea?
That was me.
Louis.
The other night. You know what you see, like, rock
stars in a dream, Louis? You were like,
yes.
This is what we're going to do every night.
It did come to me in a dream. And
I was stood next to you.
Like, rock stars do, like, shots and stuff, and we just do sweets.
Yeah. Well, you know. Needs
there's
must.
Rock and roll, and there's rock and roll.
But the annoying thing is, this will now stick with you for the rest of your lives together as a group. You'll always have to do this, otherwise something will go wrong.
Harry was actually full up and really thought he was going to be sick if he ate a sweet, but we told him if he didn't eat a sweet, he's going to have a bad show.
And I swallowed mine whole.
I've never felt so under pressure. They were like, you're going to be really bad if you don't eat.
Yeah.
The video for One Thing is just kind of you guys ruling London town.
Yes.
You must have. You look like you had the best time ever.
It was the most fun that we've ever had on a video shoot, I think.
And it was in London.
Yeah, and we just got to go on a big red open top bus.
Big red bus.
Big red bus. Go around London and just do whatever we wanted. And
did
we
you
got
get to shut
fans and stuff?
Shut down some of the major streets and just own it.
No, there was none of that. It was more just like let's just go and see what happens.
Yeah, we're in the Trafalgar Square.
That was amazing.
There was a guy busking,
and we kind of sang with him for that.
Introduce the song. I've got a load of Twitter questions from the fans to come to, but we need to play the song first. Who's going to do it?
So we're One Direction, and this is our new single, One Thing.
You're listening to In Demand.
This is In Demand Tonight with One Direction.
Yeah.
This is becoming tradition now. You ready for your Twitter questions from the fans?
Ready.
One each, starting with you, Louis. Melanie wants to know, what's your favourite month of the year?
My favourite month of the year? It's a tough question because there's 12 to choose from. So I'm going to go
it
with...
It must be December, man, because you've got your birthday and Christmas.
Niall has hit the nail on the head. He's got it. It's December.
December.
Sorry if I offended any of the other months.
You're a sensitive soul.
Well,
other months are available.
So respectful to the other months.
Harry,
this is for yours. This is from Beth. It says, I cried when you cried on your documentary. Can you hug me and make it better, please?
Hug the microphone.
I'm currently hugging.
But she's not there, so maybe you could arrange a meeting.
Bless her. That's sweet, isn't it, that she got upset for you?
Thank you.
I think we all did, actually.
Yeah.
Did you shed a tear?
You look like you're going to cry now.
It was a moment. Who was there for you at that moment?
Christopher.
Camera crew.
Yeah, like, it was quite
embarrassing. Were you on your own?
Then when they kind of cut it, I kind of looked up and I was like, there's about 20 people stood around as a camera crew.
Did you ask them to take it out, or were you happy for it to stay in the show?
Well, the guy who did it, the producer, Ben Winston, said...
Legend.
Said, you know, we'll watch it back together, and if you're not comfortable with it going in, then it won't go in. But he said, like, if I was happy with it, then he wanted to put it in.
So it wasn't even real.
No,
he'd rehearsed it with the Hollyoaks crew.
I actually got someone to poke me in the eye.
I was going to say, someone's chopping onions just at the side of the camera or something like that. Bless you, man. Liam, Jen wants to know, what's the best impression you can do?
Kermit the Frog.
Go for it.
Kermit the Frog is here. Hey, Miss Piggy. You can do Scooby as well, actually, in all fairness.
Ooh, Raggy.
Can you incorporate this into the tour?
Roman Rowell.
The Kermit was amazing. Round of applause for the Kermit.
Kermit is good.
Yeah, I love
Kermit.
Is
very good. Niall, Lindsay wants to know, have you ever worn your boxers 2 days in a row?
Yeah.
I love that. I was just about to say, be honest, and he was already all over.
Yeah, definitely.
You just turn them inside out.
These are the ones from tour. You know the ones that they give us? And I've stolen them over time.
And Zane, this question, bizarrely, strikes a chord with me, because that watch you've got on is pretty impressive, mate.
Okay, whoa. Thank you.
Alicia wants to know, what's the best thing you've brought since being in One Direction?
The best thing I've bought since being in One Direction. Do you know what?
It must be the watch.
Me and Louis. It's not actually. I didn't buy this. It was a present. But I, me and Louis bought some lightsabers, and that's definitely the best thing that we bought. Like we've had.
Needs to make noise and everything.
Yeah. You haven't used those in ages. I miss the lightsabers.
Where are they now?
I think they're back in my place actually.
Who's living with who nowadays then?
Harry and Louis live together, and
still
then
the same, yeah.
We have individual. The rest
Louis
of
lives everywhere.
Yep.
Louis lives.
I'm practically a tramp.
Yeah. Just come
get your head down wherever you possibly can. Yeah. That's what it's all about. Yeah. Guys, thanks very much for coming to see us.
Cheers.
Thank you for having us.
It's a pleasure. And we will see you again soon. Good luck with the rest of the tour. One Direction.
Thank you.
The podcast. Don't forget, the In Demand podcast will update on Friday night. Make sure you subscribed and you'll get the best of the guests every weekend.